In the shadow of the third dimension, humankind bumps up against the gossamer veil of greater knowing, which is unspeakable. Baby love, listen with your third ear, or you will never hear the truth. Your body has a name, but you, a transdimensional fragment of the one source, have no name. It's not possible in the higher realms. To be given a name requires something outside of you to do the naming. In higher dimensions, there's only one. You are part and parcel of all that is, in all dimensions, realms, and kingdoms. And you deliberately took a body so you could have physical experiences, emotional moments, and mental understanding in the lower realms so you could expand consciousness. Someone once said, a rose by any other name would smell the same. That sameness is the essence of all roses. You, the nameless one, are the essence of all humanity, the inseparable quintessence of the life force. Anything otherwise, and the body you're in would collapse on the grass and rot into the earth. Pretty raw image, but truth often requires a 2x4 to make an impression on those who need awakening. It's a fact that you are an eternal being, and there is only one eternal being that animates everything everywhere. In the third dimension of duality, you are the extension of oneness that animates your body. That alone qualifies you for divinity. When you recognize your awesome self, the requirements of the physical self will become much more strenuous. No kidding, you'll see. But that transformation won't happen until you're ready, until your body personality is well prepared to receive the high energy and the responsibility that comes with loving everything unconditionally. Transformation is simply a matter of easing into a higher resonance. Just thought you might like to be consciously aware of where you're headed, of the path you've chosen. It's the path of sacrifice, but it's not what you think. The meaning is one of those unspeakable concepts, and words are too restricting, too limiting, like the third dimension. It's all good, baby. Everything always is, even if you don't like it. Just keep loving the roses.